All right, then. So we started today's show talking about the rough economy, and that's where we will end, too. In these tight times, it can be tough to find a job. If you're looking for one, you may be getting a lot of no's. It never feels good to hear. But it's not something that's easy to say, either. Here's humorist Peter Melman.
It is with deep regret that I must inform you that I'm going to have to say no. Believe me, if I had my druthers, or could even identify druthers if they fell on my assistant's head, I would prefer to say yes, because in my experience, yes is more affirmative than no. Unfortunately, circumstances made it impossible to give you a more positive result, or for that matter, a less dismissive negative result. In a different time, under a different economy, on a different planet, this decision could have easily turned out different. At the very least, a world more suited to your blatantly unmarketable skill set may have offered wiggle room. However, seeing as this is the moment on Earth when most human beings function, my decision is final. You should take great pride in knowing that this blanket rejection of all you stand for was arrived at with great fleeting deliberation. According to our freshly discarded file on you, emails were written and ignored, inboxes became outboxes, meetings were postponed and preponed, common human decency was considered then thought the better of, and no animals were killed. Ultimately, a person in my position must go with his or her gut, irregardless of its existence. And rest assured, the underlings who made this decision for me unanimously agreed with it. If you think I'm just blowing smoke, feel free to Google the living crap out of me. My standing as one of our industry's most straight-shooting invertebrates will be confirmed for you. In closing, I could only thank you for your ludicrous interest in our company and assure you that if you keep plugging away and learn to never trust your instincts, you will surely find success with one of our less discerning competitors.
Peter Melman is a writer living here in Los Angeles. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.